Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever met a songwriter who is also a performer? Can you imagine what it would be like to be inspired enough to create music, write lyrics, and then sing the song? Have you ever wondered why you love Christmas music so much? I have it on all the time this time of year, and I think a lot of people do. Now, would you like to learn what happens when you hear a song, and then you need to sing, dance, and play it over and over again? Tell me, have you ever heard of a songwriter named Sarantos? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to enjoy some holiday songs? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I'll be introducing you to my guest. He's been on the show before, and he will provide us with information and inspiration and some really, really great advice about songwriting. I am pleased to announce that the show is now live on Talk for Media and syndicated on 6 networks with over 4.4 million listeners to date. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself some eggnog, get some gingerbread cookies, and enjoy our show. Now let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. His passion for music began before he knew what the word passion meant. He began writing lyrics as a small child while people watching in his mom and pop's family diner. That is to say, when he wasn't working and helping mom and pop at the diner as a cook, dishwasher, waiter, or cashier. In those days, he always had a pad of paper, loose leaf sheet, or even a napkin to feverishly write down lyrics. As technology evolved, his iPhone, iPad, and computer have gladly become the recipient of those lyrics. Do you have any idea how long it would take to digitize all of his songs? Our guest today is Sarantos. Welcome, Sarantos. It's wonderful to have you on the show again.
Thank you, January. It's wonderful to be on, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, and we're going to start this segment off with a song that you wrote and performed called It's Christmas Time. We're going to listen to that, and then we're going to talk about how the inspiration for that song came to you.
Sounds great.
I think
it's Christmas time
again.
Again, it's snowing outside. I look out my window with cheer. I'm filled with such a sense of pride. This is my favorite time of the year. Once again, I feel so peaceful. Memories as a child flood my mind. Food I've eaten makes my belly full. Such a good time. cold, I look up to the sky. Yeah, I'm feeling cozy tonight. Such a feeling I can't deny. As the night takes over the skyline, the scene is such a treasure sight. And I'm happy for all that is mine. Once again, everything feels fine.
Oh, it still is Christmas time, and what a wonderful way to start the show. I want to share with our listeners that we've been playing Sorrento's Christmas songs after every show this month because it just puts us in such a wonderful mood. And your happiest time of the year, that is your Christmas album. Tell us a little bit about how you put it together and what inspired you.
You know, Christmas is basically my favorite holiday of the year, and ever since I was a little kid, I have vivid memories of Christmas time, opening up a bunch of presents. My mom would always surprise us. And I just really, you know, it was snowing outside, and I was kind of sitting by the Christmas tree, and I thought, you know, I've embarked on this journey, and I'm like, how cool would it be to, you know, the year after, put out a Christmas CD that was a surprise? So that was kind of the initial thought to putting the CD together. And then when I really kind of sat and thought about what I wanted to put on this CD, I said, well, you know, I want to include some original music because everybody just does covers and remakes things. So I came up with four original songs that I wrote. I wrote all the lyrics. And then I thought, of course, I got to do some covers. So it ended up being, I think, 14 songs. So there were 10 Christmas covers. And then to be really different, I said, you know, I think it'd be really cool. There's classic stories that everyone thinks about, from The Nutcracker, Twas the Night Before Christmas. And I thought, I'm going to read these stories so that people can kind of, you know, if they're by the fireplace or they have kids, they could just kind of have this 3 or 8 minute version of someone reading the story to them. And I added all these cool sound effects to the story. So I just thought, you know, that was kind of how it came together. So it ended up having 20 plus tracks, and it's got three different kind of things on it. And I just thought, you know, it'd be a cool thing to do.
Oh, it's a fabulous idea and a wonderful production. It's at his website. I suggest you go to his website, and we're going to talk about later in the show how you can get there and what you can purchase for the happiest time of the year. Now, how did you pick the Christmas classics? That's a difficult thing to do, isn't it?
It really is, because, like I said, I'm a Christmas nut, and I love so many songs. And, you know, basically it came down to, I researched it. I said, okay, these are the ones that are in the public domain, you know, where I can do without a problem or having any kind of licensing issues. And there was a pretty big list, and I just kind of picked my favorites, I guess, is probably what I did.
Okay, share with our listeners which some of the ones that you chose.
Yeah, so, you know, of course, you know, when you think of Christmas, you think of Jingle Bells, Deck the Halls, mm-hmm. Joy to the World, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Those are the ones that kind of stand out to my mind. But, Silent Night, O Come All You Faithful. So everything that I think most people, the First Noel, or Holy Night, just everything you think of when you think of Christmas and you look at things, Elvis did, Bing Crosby, Mariah Carey, just all these classic, Michael Bublé, it was just, I kind of looked through what everyone else had done, and these appealed to me the most, and I thought I could do something a little different, and that's why I picked them.
Oh, what did your mother, was this a great surprise for her?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. She has it along with some Greek Christmas music, and she plays it, and, she's gotten used to the sound of my voice. They say your family and friends, none of them think you're good singers because the sound of your voice kind of irritates them. But no, my mom likes it. She plays it, and she appreciates it.
As any mother would. Could you share one of the inspirational short stories that you chose for that happiest time of the year?
Yeah, I mentioned already, but The Nutcracker was one of them. Christmas Carol, The Holy Night, I thought was a great, great story. What else? The Elves and the Shoemaker. Classic things, Twas the Night Before Christmas. One of the more sentimental, touching ones was The Little Match Girl. About a girl that basically is trying to sell matches, and she keeps lighting them to stay cold, and she ends up freezing to death but going up to heaven. So, again, I tried to pick a variety, just to kind of get the Christmas mood going.
Well, if you're out there listening and you're looking for a unique, original Christmas gift, you will need to go and order The Happiest Time of the Year. And this certainly, like you, it's one of my favorite holidays. I adore Christmas. I can't get enough of it. I wish it were 2 months instead of 1 month long. I also adore our sponsors, so we're going to hear from them right now. And then when we come back, we're going to hear another original song by Sorantos.
Do you want to learn how to live into your dreams? One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams. The new book by Tom Ingracia and Jared Kredemski captures the thought-provoking stories of 16 people from all walks of life who have triumphed over adversity to achieve their goals. Plus, you'll get 10 self-assessment tools to design your own blueprint for success. Unlock your true potential. Fulfill your dreams. Be inspired. One Door Closes is available from Amazon.com. One expert, one solution. The book, The 411 on Step-Parenting, teaches you how to create a well-blended step-family. The 411 on Surviving Teenhood helps parents and teens cope with teenage temptations, teachable moments, and teenage social dilemmas. The books, The 411 on Life Skills and Ace Your Life, helps those living on their own with home and money management, personal care and safety, and much more. An award-winning, best-selling author, registered nurse, and personal growth mentor, Michelle Sfakianos will help you. Get the 411, my411books.com.
Become the next great business success story by getting free PR for your business. That's why January Jones is offering a free copy of the new audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Your copy is free for the asking at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com. Go now.
Welcome back to Real Fast, January Jones, sharing my success stories and Sorantos' success story. Right now, we're going to hear one of his songs called Close Your Eyes. After we hear that, we're going to talk about it. We'll be listening to it right now.
Thank you.
Close Your Eyes by Sorantos. Sorantos, you decided to do something no other musician has ever done before. You write fiction fantasy books that mirror each chapter after the specific song released that month. And you also write a song a month. You are so prolific. Do you ever have time to brush your teeth?
Yeah, I make time for that.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Where, how did you come? This is fabulous. I'm looking at your website, and you write a song every month, and now you connect it with a book. How did you come up with that idea? It's fabulous.
You know, I'm always interacting with the fans, always trying to research, watch any video I can, listen to anything I can to try to get better as an artist. And it was early in 2014, you know, I started in January, and I think it was February, you know, I kind of read about some biographies that Katy Perry and people had done. I realized, you know what, no one's ever actually written a book. And certainly no, you know, lyricist or musician has ever written a book about their songs. And I started toying with the idea, and I personally love fiction fantasy, and I love Star Wars, and I love Indiana Jones, and I love, you know, the vampire craze recently. And I thought, you know, vampires are pretty hot, and I decided I was going to do a trilogy. And then I said, how cool would it be to name each chapter the song and have that kind of in there? And it kind of grew from there. And it's fascinating. It's interesting. It's evolving. I think this book was definitely better than the first book, you know, just like the songs. I think they've continued to get better. And it's exciting. You know, I don't think, again, I personally don't know of any solo artist that's ever written a book, but you know,
you are so eclectic. His first book was connected with the song Not Where I Want to Be, which we played the last time he was on the show. And it's interesting, in this book song, Sorantos is a young human male born on Earth, but currently residing in the home of Wallace on the world of Yarotopia. He is 30 years old with dark curly hair, a sensitive nature, and he writes lyrics and plays guitar. How did you come up with Yarotopia?
Boy, I don't even know. Again, it's all like made up characters, made up everything. You know, there's a cat that drags me to their world. And again, it's, you know, I'm a musician / solo artist there. And of course, I fall in love. There's trials and tribulations of love. But it's, again, it's interesting. You know, I look at the song each month and say, okay, what direction am I going to go now? And I'm excited because, again, January, the third book starts coming out. So next year is going to be the third book of the trilogy, and then I'm going to do a completely different trilogy.
Oh, how exciting. And Close Your Eyes, which is the lovely song, beautiful song we have just heard, is the second book in the trilogy, and it continues his epic adventure with his motley crew of companions entering into the past via a vortex and appearing as if by magic on the Marie Celeste, prompting a new hypothesis on just why the famed historic ship was found afloat and empty. Oh my gosh, that is fascinating, because I've been fascinated by that story so many times. And you talk about a conflict against the medalists. Now, are these the heavy rock players, or who are these, the medalists?
Well, you know, I don't want to give it away, but essentially they're the bad guys. And they, most of the second book, basically, or the second half of it, Sorantos gets turned into a medalist, and they are waging war on different worlds, and they end up in the finale, they go to the medalist world to meet them, to try to talk them out of continuing what they're doing. And it ends up that essentially, yeah, they kind of like heavy metal music, and that's why they're called medalists. So it's a twist there. You don't really know that the whole book until the very end. But again, just trying to be different.
Not to get personal, but do you happen to have a 12-year-old son or nephew? Because my grandson, who's 11, this will be right up his alley. He will love this.
Yeah, there's some friends that are similar in age, you know, like 9 to like 14. And
Yeah.
In my experience, you know, the first response is like, what are you talking about? You're writing a book. You know, everyone kind of, they treated it the same way they treated the music. They're like, all right, he'll get out of the system. He'll be done after a couple songs. Then the first CD came out, the surprise Christmas CD. Now the second CD's come out. There was a surprise second CD this year, which was all instrumental. So I think at this point, people have figured out that I am going to keep doing it till the day I die. And again, it was the same thing with the book. And now people are kind of like, oh, my God, now he's going to write his third book. So they don't make fun of me as much as they used to, I guess. Or I don't listen to them. I don't know which one.
Well, I think you're probably a little bit of both. I think they're starting to appreciate your talent. And isn't it fabulous to be able to do something no one else has ever done before?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. You know, just trying to, I like a lot of your listeners probably initially always try to sing to other people, whether you get up in karaoke night or not. You know, I was sitting there singing Journey and Survivor and all, you know, Michael Jackson, all these songs. And it really takes a while for you to realize, well, you can do this. And instead of trying to sound like someone else, you know, and it took me a little while to kind of discover my own sound and what I want to sing like and sound like. And the same thing with the music. So I think eventually people kind of realize what is cooler than singing in the shower, in the car. And my goal is to write a hit song. And that's what I wake up every day wanting to do. And that's what I strive to do. And I'm only going to get there if I keep trying to get better every day. I mean, I certainly have not come close to arriving.
Oh, how many songs have you written so far? Or can you even count that high?
No, I really can't.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we talked a couple years ago when I digitized them. It was over 2,000 was the last I counted. And at this point, there's songs and fragments of songs in my email, in an email folder. And there's a lot.
Oh, yeah. And we're so happy to be able to share you with our listeners. Right now, we're going to take a break and share our wonderful sponsors with our listeners. And when we come back, we're going to hear another song called Easy to Believe. We'll be right back.
Are you pursuing your passion, doing what you really want to do in life? Do you ever feel everyone around you is succeeding, leaving you behind, feeling unhappy and unsatisfied with your life? There are many ways to become successful, but getting there is half the battle. In his book, Finding Your Road to Success, How to Get There Without Getting Lost, Patrick Daniel shares tips on what it really takes to be successful. As a CPA, chartered professional accountant, author, life coach, charity founder, investor, and family man, Patrick lives success every day of his life. Connect with Patrick at www.findingyourroadtosuccess.com. January's co-host, Connie Cockrell, the author of Mystery at the Fair, has been writing since 2011 after a challenge from her daughter. An eclectic writer, she's written mysteries, sci-fi, fantasy, and even a thriller. She has been included in 4 different anthologies and published on the e-zine Everyday Fiction. Connie continues to write and entertain with whatever comes into her head. You can find her books on most ebook retail sites. Paperback editions are also available. Be sure to visit her at www.conniesrandomthoughts.com, on Facebook, and on Twitter at Connie Cockrell. Bud's Business Services supports Zoomers to start, grow, and exit their businesses by increasing their luck, L-U-C-K, by getting their business on their page, P-A-G-E. Roberta Budvitas is a business mentor. She has worked with several thousand business owners and influenced thousands more through books like Eat the Rhino and Who Stole My Success. For more information, visit www.budsbusinessservices.com. That's B-U-D-Z, businessservices.com.
Welcome back to our show today. We're visiting with Serantos. He has written over 2,000 songs, and he's stopped counting at that point. Serantos, could you share a little bit about your website, how people can contact you, how they can buy these songs, how they can share these songs over the holidays, and a little bit about the charity things that you do with your songs?
Absolutely. So the main website is mellowyeah.com, which is meloga.com. And they can, probably the main thing I always encourage people to do is to sign up for my email list. Never spam people, never ask them to buy anything, but it just kind of lets them know when the new song or video comes out each month. Mm-hmm. And if they prefer Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, they can find links to any of those, their preferred method of entertainment. And I'd be happy to connect with them. I mean, if they shoot me an email or a Facebook post or a tweet, I respond myself. So anytime.
Okay. Okay. And a lot of the songs, you can go to his website. You can get a free download. You can share it, as he said, on all the social networks. The song we were talking about earlier was The Happiest Time of the Year. And that's the name of a Christmas album. And on this Christmas album, his songs are Jesus is Born, It's Christmas Time, On This Night, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, O Little Town of Bethlehem, Joy to the World, Deck the Halls, O Holy Night, Jingle Bells, The First Noel, Hark the Herald, Silent Night, O Come All Ye Faithful. And then he has a segment with some inspirational stories, A Christmas Carol, The Holy Night, Nutcracker, The Elves and the Shoemaker, Santa Claus's Letter, Twas the Night Before Christmas, Santa's Team, and The Little Match Girl, Santa Claus Does Not Forget. What a wonderful gift to give anyone, and especially a wonderful gift for an entire family for the holidays. Now, right now, we're going to hear one of his other songs called Easy to Believe, and after we listen to it, we're going to talk about it.
Funny how quickly things can change. What a way
I love that song, Sorantos, because it means so much to me, because after I listen to your lyrics, you know, love is easy when you're with the right person. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. That's very well put.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It brings tears to my eyes. It's beautiful. What, were you with the right person when you wrote it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, love is...
Okay.
The song itself, there's some ironies in there, and it kind of twists where you can mm-hmm. interpret it a couple of different ways, which I kind of did, obviously, on purpose. Mm-hmm. So in general, the song is about a journey, and the journey is love. You know, so it's a smooth song about someone who's in love. It's easy. Like you said, when you know everything is just easy, and he feels like his dreams have turned to reality, but mm-hmm. it also can be interpreted differently in that, you know, it's easy to believe it's too easy, and he almost gets sucked into the falseness of fake love. So the main premise is it's a love song, but there's also the, you know, the other way it can be interpreted. And again, that was kind of done on purpose, mm-hmm. you know, just because that's what lyricists do.
Yeah. My favorite part was the part where you said, play with my hair, easy to care.
Yeah.
And that is so
Yeah, I have curly hair. So that was, you know, from past experience, I thought that'd be kind of an interesting thing to put there. I guess not everyone might understand that, but.
I know you have curly hair, but my husband and I, we don't have curly hair, but we love playing with each other.
Oh, sure. Who doesn't?
Yeah, it was very romantic, and it really got to me. Right now, we're going to get to our sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about your view on working with the internet and working as an independent artist. I know you have over 1 million Twitter followers. I find it amazing, and the most amazing part is my sponsors.
Have you ever met someone who was shot in the chest in cold blood and lived to tell it? Now you have. Meet Hannah Lugerai Murray, author, advocate, and survivor of domestic violence, and now the founder and president of Angel of Mercy Shelter of Hope. Her dreamlike life turned to horror as her raging husband stood across her and fired his gun. She was left for dead. By a miracle, she survived to tell her story. Her book is available on Amazon and her website. If you'd like to have a personally signed copy, please visit her website at livetotellit.com. Hannah is now in the process of raising money to build her own shelter in Chandler, Arizona. Her shelter will house abused women, their children, and unique to Arizona, their pets. For more information, please visit her website at angelofmercyshelter.org.
Second time around can be better. Second timers try harder. Looking to have a rewarding second marriage? Any marriage. Read Successful Second Marriages by Patricia Bubash. She interviews a variety of couples that have succeeded in their second attempt. Each story reflects that the second marriages can be tough going, yet be the best of the best. Learn from these couples who share their intimate stories, how they struggled with difficulty and have thrived. Stories such as, our kids drove us apart. We separated 5 times in 4 years. 4 months into our marriage, my 85-year-old father-in-law came to live with us. 1 year into our marriage, I was diagnosed legally blind. Death of my eldest child brought grief, depression into our new marriage. Successful Second Marriages is encouraging, hopeful, inspiring. Available on Amazon.com in book form and ebook. Read Pat's musings at www.successfulsecondmarriages.com.
Could your commute or daily exercise routine use a boost? When was the last time you really got the giggles? This is Adele Park, author of Yikes, Another Quirky Audiobook, inviting you to tune in, turn on, and let loose a few good laughs. Yikes, Another Quirky Audiobook is about a marijuana enthusiast named Blue McKenna who gets involved in a reality TV show as a way to cure an apocalyptic case of writer's block. A conglomerate of kooky contestants invades the polygamous community of Naval, Utah to compete in a reality show called Yikes. Things get sticky when Blue McKenna's hemp garden is ignited during an ill-fated seance. Find out what's going down in the desert in Yikes, Another Quirky Audiobook. Visit www.yikesaudiobook.com to learn more. That's www.yikesaudiobook.com.
Welcome back with my guest during this holiday season, Sorantos, and we've been listening to his very eclectic and wonderful music. Sorantos, how do you feel about the internet as an independent artist, producer, performer?
I think it's a fascinating arena, and I think careers have certainly been made on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's constantly changing and evolving, and unfortunately, it has become something of a playground for, you know, all the big boys and big corporations.
Mm-hmm.
So the advantage to small artists or small businesses, I don't think is as great as it used to be, but it's still something that allows you to communicate with people from all over the world, and you could never do that before. So it's still fascinating. It's like surfing. You got to get on the front of that wave or try to figure out what you can do differently than other people. But I think, you know, in terms of myself, I try to be ethical. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's so much garbage out there, and there's so much.
Sure.
And I'm not even talking about musically. I think at the end of the day, you want to be able to have people look at your website, all your posts, your internet presence, and be proud of it. You know, you don't want
mm-hmm.
someone to come back and say, oh, look, you posted this 5 years ago as a naked picture of yourself or whatever
yeah.
it was. You know, you're representing yourself. And I certainly have no problem with, you know, there's all sorts of people out there. But you have to know what you stand for and just try to do the best you can. And you're going to evolve. You're going to change. What I do 2 years from now might be completely different than what
sure.
I do now.
And doesn't it just blow your mind when you find out and fans contact you and they're from all over the world, Japan, Israel, Korea? That just blows my mind. How do you feel about that?
You know, the only word I can describe is humbling. So I never want to take any fans for granted. And I follow the entertainment industry more so the last 2 years than I ever did before. So when I see someone, you know, do something inappropriate or they have a mix-up, and I understand how the media can be, but sometimes I just shake my head because I know it's hard. You know, I know it's hard to be in the public eye. I am not in the public eye. I don't have paparazzi following me around, stalking me, my friends. So I know it's tough, but I don't think I could ever take it out on a patient in a demeaning way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody wants to be singing up on stage and have someone throw, you know, soda pop at him or something. But
yeah.
again, to me, I'm just humbled that someone in Korea or Africa or Europe listened to my song. Even in the United States, they
mm-hmm.
took time out of their day to
mm-hmm.
play my song on my website, on Facebook, wherever they listened to it or found it. If they download it, I'm even more happy because it means that they want it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all I can ask for is the process. If I pick up one fan a day, I'm happy with that. And hopefully one day something will happen. You know, some bigger fish will listen to me and decide I'm worth their time. And
mm-hmm.
But again, I still want to stay grounded. You know, to me, it's about the music. It's about the journey, about the videos, the books. I don't want to have a big corporation telling me what to do because everything I've done so far is unconventional and not at all what they recommend anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's interesting, the show we're doing after this show is about Frank Sinatra, and I finished reading his biography this weekend, and he basically, every time he got involved with the big corporations, he had the total frustration in his career, and when he did it his way, do it my way, it was just the perfect answer for his success and his career. I think that's true for a lot of people. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been lucky enough in my life to have started a couple businesses and run them. And I understand where they're coming from. I understand. I don't have an MBA, but I understand what they look for. And
mm-hmm.
I think part of what I bring to the table is I understand what management wants. I think
uh-huh.
I understand what the fan wants. I think I understand what I want, but I'm always open and I'm trying to be creative and I listen to everybody. But at the end of the day, I make the decision, and it's got to be really tough if you're with a label that dominates
yeah.
you and
sure.
you know, says
yeah.
a lot of these artists never even record a record. They never even get to that stage. And
yeah.
That's got to be so, so disturbing.
Yeah, yeah. And so such a detriment to their creativity to have to think about those kind of things. You know, speaking about creativity, I really do look forward to having you back on the show. I look forward especially to having you on in February when we get around Valentine's Day. I know you did. Yes.
You're going to love the song coming out in February. It's a very touching Valentine's Day song. And
okay.
It's one of the better ones from the next CD, so I think you're going to love it.
Okay, well, send it to us as soon as it comes out, and I'll get you scheduled for February because that's the month for lovers. Thank you so much for visiting with us today and sharing your holiday songs and your eclectic energy. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season.
You too, January. Thank you, and thank you to the fans for tuning in, and I appreciate everything you and they do for me.
Oh, thank you. To my wonderful listeners, we've enjoyed having you listen to us today, and we hope you have enjoyed our show as much as we've enjoyed doing it. My upcoming guests are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing, just like Sorantos. I would love to welcome you to our No Whining world. When you can, sign on to my website, januaryjones.com. You know, we really love sharing our stories, our struggles, and especially our secrets for success. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, stop with the whining, start smiling, and then you can start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, you can start eating Christmas cookies and drinking lots of eggnog. Thank you to my wonderful guest today, Sorantos. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with a Christmas song by Sorantos.
thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.